Radio Color, la radio libre de Cuenca. Radio Color, la radio libre de Cuenca.
Hello everyone to the second edition of What's the Fact program, the English program of Radio Color, Radio Libre de Cuenca. Okay, here we are again, so it's a pleasure for me to introduce you the rest of the crew. On microphone number one, we have with us Manu García López. Hi Manu.
Hello there, you okay?
Yeah. On microphone number two, we have with us Mariluz Rodrigo. Hello, Mariluz.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very fine, thank you. And on microphone number three, we have with us Anna Burgess. Hi, Anna, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Okay, so I would like to refresh you that you can follow us by different sources. The first one is by 106.2 FM. You can also follow us by... on streaming, sorry, on radiocolor.es, or otherwise you can follow us by podcast in Manu, follow us on, yes, sorry. you can follow us on radiocolor.es. Remember, the podcast is going to be there and in our Facebook webpage. Okay, let's continue to the program. Today we are going to talk about different topics. As you know, we are going to give you some tips about grammar. Manu has prepared...
Yes, I have.
Very interesting things, I mean. I know. Well, you will enjoy, surely.
Well, yeah, well, I don't know to what extent you can enjoy grammar, but yes, I have prepared a couple of things here.
Okay, we will have a musical break that is going to be related to an idiom. And we are going to talk about the influence of English, okay? The power of English nowadays. So
that's our fact this week, isn't it?
Yes, that's the fact. So, okay, Manu, can you explain us some grammar instructions,
Yes, certainly. Okay, so last week we were talking about some common mistakes in terms of grammar. So today I'm going to give you some 4 or 5 new ones. Okay, so for example, we'll start with 2 basic ones. Okay, the first one being he love football. For example, it's just an example. Okay, he love football. Well, I know everybody has studied present simple at some point, even many times along their lives, but many people, many students still forget about the S, okay? It's extremely important to say he loves football or she plays football, okay? Please, let's not forget that. And, you know, in relation with this, when we say or when we write sentence in present simple, which is negative, okay, in that case we must never write an S. So another mistake would be she doesn't plays football. No, the S is not necessary, the S is not needed in that case, okay? So she loves football, she doesn't love football. Okay.
Okay, I think it's interrogative is the same.
Interrogatives go by the same way, yeah. Okay. Does she love football? Okay.
Like, take a pen and note this, because this is very important, and I'm sure your teacher will appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so another one. It's related to the first one, but with a slightly different verb. She have a car, but obviously it's she has a car, right? But people tend to forget, okay, that mistake or that rule. So she has a car, because the third person singular form of have is obviously has for the present simple, okay? If we put this in the negative, though, it would be she hasn't a car, okay? Or has she got a car? There are different ways of saying that, okay? And that's it. She has a car. Please don't make that mistake. It's common, but that doesn't mean that it's not important. Okay. Now let's move on to a slightly harder kind of grammar. Okay. Modal verbs. Okay. Modal verbs. You know that they are special verbs. Okay. That don't really follow the same rules as the other as the so-called normal verbs. Okay. So for example, must, can, should, might, may, etc. Those are modal verbs. For example, a very typical mistake that many students make on a regular basis is must to go. I must to go to the cinema or to the doctors. Okay, no, it's not like that. Must go. Okay, because after must and after most modal verbs, we don't need any prepositions or anything like that. Okay, so I must go to the doctors. Okay, or some people say she can to play. No, that's not right either. It's she can play. In conclusion, after a modal verb, we just need a verb in infinitive without to. Okay, and that's the general rule. Okay, let's see some other mistake. But this one is not a grammar mistake exactly. This is a false friend, okay? I'm not sure if everybody is familiar with a false friend. Girls, you know, I don't want to do this on my own. Girls, could you explain what a false friend is to our listeners?
Yeah, a false friend is a word that sounds so similar in Spanish, but it doesn't have the same meaning in English.
It's like an actual false friend. Like a false friend is a person who seems one thing and then they're not like that, okay? So this is exactly the same. So, so Anna, could you give me an example of a false friend?
Sure. One example. Oh, okay. So actually, it's similar to...
Yeah.
Actualmente.
Actualmente. Oh, okay. Actualmente. Okay. So lots of Spanish speakers and Spanish learners of English tend to say, for example, let's say the mistake. Okay. So Mariluz, where are you living at the moment?
Actually, I'm living in Cuenca. That's not right.
Exactly. That's wrong. Okay. Because actually does not mean actualmente. It looks like that, but it doesn't mean that. What would be the correct way of saying that, Mariluz?
Okay, the correct way is currently I live in Cuenca.
Okay, so currently, okay? That's C-U-R-R-E-N-T-L-Y. Okay, currently. Okay, that would be good. And that's it, okay? And finally, I would like to comment on another one. Okay, this is not a false friend, it's grammar again, or vocabulary. Many people tend to say this night, okay? This night I am going out. No, in Spanish we do say that, we say esta noche, but it doesn't go like that in English. We say tonight, and I'm sure that you know tonight from many songs, you know, from the radio, etc., right? Tonight. Okay, so does anyone have any questions?
I don't think so.
Okay. So probably the audience, but remember, you can ask us. You can as you follow us, you can recommend us some topics that you find interesting or whatever.
So, yeah, they can add their questions also on the web page.
Yes. So you can remember, we are here to help you, as the song says at the opening of the program. Okay, what else? Let's continue. I don't want to forget to greet the rest of the crew that are not here today. Probably you remember Christina. She's a member of the crew, but she can't come today. So, Christina, hello. And Brenda is the same case. She was expected to come here, but she couldn't finally. But I'm sure she will come with us probably next week. Okay. Let's continue with the program. And now we are going to explain you an idiom. Do you remember what an idiom is? And do you remember the audience? No, the audience doesn't answer.
Okay, yes.
But what an idiom is? Can you refresh it, please?
Yeah, an idiom is a typical expression in a language, in a particular language, that doesn't have a literal meaning, okay? Sometimes it's an exaggerated meaning, but it doesn't mean exactly that. And it has like a hidden kind of meaning, okay?
Maybe we can compare it with our refranes?
Yeah, more or less.
Similar, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a mixture, proverbs, and it's not exactly the same, but...
Yeah.
Yes, these are sentences that we use. Come on, can you introduce the idiom, please?
Yeah, sure. Today's idiom is... ringing a bell.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, and it's in a song, a famous song, Johnny B. Goode, which I think everyone knows. So I can explain.
Yes, you can explain the meaning, please.
Okay, so in the lyrics it says he could play the guitar like a ringing a bell. Mm-hmm. So obviously the meaning is that it came naturally to him and it just worked perfectly. That's what it means, like a ringing a bell.
Yeah, it was like he's not able to write or or read properly, something like that.
Yeah.
But he can play the guitar. Okay. How can we use it, the item?
I guess you could say, I don't know, if someone does something well, in the same way you could say, or how something works, you can say it works like a ringing a bell.
Mm-hmm. And can you use it with persons?
If it's something they can do well, you could say, like in the song.
Okay.
Could we say, for example, Anna speaks English like ringing a bell?
I don't know if you could use it in that way. I think it's maybe more for like talents or things like that, like a skill, maybe.
Okay, thank you very much. So... if you want, we can listen to the music, okay? I was so close to to say it in that way. But no, I heard last program, so now I know how to
very
to
good.
Use.
I'm glad that it helped.
Yeah, it's very helpful for me. Okay, so the song we are going to listen to is Johnny B. Goode. And it's a song by Chuck Berry. Okay, so are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So let's go to listen to Johnny B. Goode.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens. There stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Goode, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ringing a bell. Go, go! Shade, strumming with the rhythm I was made. When people passing by, they were
Okay, here we are again. Did you hear it? I mean the idiom. Did you hear it?
In song?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Very well. So let's continue with the program, okay? So after the musical break, always comes the fact. And what's the fact today? The fact is the cultural impact of English-speaking countries. So let's talk about it briefly, okay? Mm-hmm. In my opinion, there is a huge influence. We were talking about something similar last week, but it's not exactly the point we are going to touch today. So we can speak about the influence of the countries that we said there are more than 100 countries which official language is English. We can also talk about companies. I mean big companies. We were talking about Jaguar or Vodafone, and Vodafone has included to us many words like roaming, okay, but don't talk about it. We can also speak about the global market or the currency. Every transaction that is made in an international market is in dollars, okay? Remember. So now, from my point of view, the most influenced countries, English-speaking countries, are the UK, that includes England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. There is also Ireland, an important one. We will talk about why. The USA, Canada, and we have also think about Australia. Okay, so UK is widespread its culture around the world. Why? I think that for many reasons. One of them is, of course, music. What do you think about it?
Well,
hello.
I know
you there.
Yes. Well, I think it's been for a long time that British music has had a big influence on people, mm-hmm. and it has a name like the British Invasion. Mm-hmm. So, like the
it
Beatles.
It has a name.
Yeah, okay. The British Invasion. So when music like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones spread and took over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And from my point of view, it is also related with marketing and media.
Yeah.
Because about one thing, you can have a look on the groups that I've written, okay? And let's notice that there are many different kinds of music. You can cover all of them probably. And these are the most famous bands in the world.
Yeah. I agree. Rock. I think you know, like among them, we've got the Beatles, like they're internationally well known, and the Rolling Stones, as you suggested before, but also Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Queen, Coldplay, which is one of my favorite bands at the moment, Oasis from Manchester. And I must say a couple of things about Manchester. One is that Anna, our friend Anna, she's from the Manchester area, and I myself spent some time there, so it's like, you know, I'm very fond of the Northwest, and especially Manchester. You know, and many more, like Iron Maiden, The Police, Black Sabbath, The Who, Deep Purple, Sex Pistols, Muse, another one of my favorite bands, and Spice Girls even.
Yeah. I like to add Spice Girls because it is probably not your favorite style.
Not now.
Not now.
Yeah, but 20 years ago, that was a massive thing, you know.
Yes, that's the point, because I don't remember the data, okay, but Spice Girls, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. They were on trend many months. And there was a second single that it was amazing too, but if you wanna be my lover, I'm sure you all remember.
Wanna be, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But the point is that they cover all the styles. We have talking about heavy metal, like Black Sabbath or Iron Maiden. Can you explain me, Anna, probably you know, do you know what is the origin of Iron Maiden?
No.
You don't know it?
Do you?
No, yes, I know something, but Manu, do you know it?
I think I remember something, but I'm not very sure. I cannot give many details, but I think the Iron Maiden was the nickname for one of these torture machines,
okay, yes,
used many centuries ago, I imagine, I hope. I suppose it's like something that embraces you.
Yes,
to death.
It's like a tomb. I don't know
a
how
tomb?
To. Yeah. It's like a door. So it's open, you pass in, and finally, and there are many. I don't know how to say it. It's not thorns, or yes, it is. Thorns is for plants, or it's
thorns is for plants.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I don't know how to say that. Like
a needle.
A needle.
Needles.
Yeah.
It's like needles.
So it's like a coffin with needles inside, and then when you close the door, obviously you you don't like it.
No.
Okay.
Not at all. Okay, so Sex Pistols is punk. It's also punk. Coldplay is pop. Many things here. The Who. Mm-hmm. Oh, they are amazing. Police. A kind of reggae. Okay, so they cover many things, and they are probably the most famous bands in the world.
Yes, they are.
Okay, but there is also some information about folklore. Okay, and I would like to talk about Christmas. Okay, why? Because we also celebrate Christmas, but in a different way. Okay, but now we know how Christmas is celebrated in the UK. Okay, remember the what comes up to your mind when you think about Christmas in the UK, for example?
Well, like Father Christmas or Santa Claus.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's like the probably the most distinctive characteristic of British Christmas. And also American Christmas, and you know, all the English-speaking countries. Like in Spain, we didn't used to have this tradition of Santa Claus or Father Christmas, but you know, for the last, I don't know, 10-15 years, it's becoming more and more powerful. So here we go. This is an influence, right?
Yeah.
Either from the UK, from America, I'm not sure, but it's without a shadow of a doubt. It's an important influence. What do you think, girls?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Now I think it's good for us, because now we have 2 days when we receive presents. So for me, it's perfect.
I'm sure that kids love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Other topic inside of the influence, sports. Okay, there are many sports that which origin is the UK. We can talk about golf. Golf is not probably, it doesn't sound popular in Spain, but it is, because there are many licenses, thousands of licenses. I don't know in which order it is. I'm sure football is the first one, probably hunting is over it, but golf has many licenses. About there is a golf channel in Spain, just
wow,
a specific golf one, and the Ryder Cup is one of the most sports events in the world. They have thousands of followers and the audience, so media, it's also amazing. We can also talk about football, of course. Football, its origins is British.
Football. I'm not the best person, you know, to talk about sports, as I'm not very keen on them. But everybody knows that football originated in England, in the UK, and of course everybody knows about really significant football teams from Britain, like for example Chelsea or Tottenham or Manchester City, Manchester United, etc., etc. I think it's incredibly important, and the Premier League is followed by lots of other people in Spain and in other countries.
And
as a curiosity, if I may, I would say that football, which is the actual word that got in the Spanish language, it has a different meaning in American English, as you probably know.
Yeah.
Football, for an American person, means what we call football americano. Right, is the one similar to the to rugby, I suppose. And how do they call our football, European football? They call it soccer. Soccer, okay. that's S-O-C-C-E-R. Although there is not as important as here in Europe.
No, of course not. Yes, talking about Premier League, I would like to tell you an experience that I have when I was in Czech Republic. That all of the football supporters, Czech football supporters, they have their own team, like the Sparta Praha team, or Český Budějovice, Dynamo, okay? But they are supporters of Premier League teams.
Wow.
They, which are my teams? My teams are Sparta Praha and Chelsea. They always follow every single match.
Mm-hmm.
They love Premier League, and I'm sure in the rest of the countries that love football, but their league is not very good. They follow Premier League. It's amazing the amount of people, and now we can also talk about the incoming of the football players, and that's the importance of the Premier League.
Sure.
I think.
And I must say that when I was living in England, in Spanish football, Spanish league is also very important. There are many followers in the UK of our league. So I think I could say, you know, I'm not an expert, as I said, but you know, I could say that the English Premier League and the Spanish league are among the best in the world, without a shadow of a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how important football has become.
Yeah, no, of course, you are right. Okay, last thing about sports, UK sports. Cricket. Here, we know nothing about cricket.
No,
but
not at all.
In India, this is a crazy, amazing thing.
In India, yeah.
Yeah, they love it. They love it. And it's not the national sport because it is polo. But cricket is it's very important, very, very, very important.
And it also originated in the UK, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, it is. Okay, let's talk about Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Ireland is a different case because its origins are the Celtic roots they have, no? They are formed by that culture. So in the sports, they have many, many Celtic sports, but they are not widespread, so we are not going to talk about them. But there is a music influence, of course, like we have said, the U2, okay, mm-hmm. The U2, everyone knows Bono. It's not Jose Bono, but I will explain it to you later, Anak, who Jose Bono is. And also the Cranberries, I love this band. I really love this band.
And incredibly important back in the 90s, and probably today they're still listened to.
The singer was Dolores.
Yeah.
Her name is Dolores. It's a Spanish name.
Yep.
Dolores McCarthy, probably. I don't know. Okay. The Corrs. Do you know that band?
Yeah, I love that band.
I love that band too. Yeah.
They are a family.
Yeah.
They are siblings.
They're brothers and sisters.
Yeah. And Enya. Mm-hmm. Enya is singing now for us. the musical atmosphere that we had chosen for that program.
Thanks, Enya. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, Enya, thank you very much. keep singing, please. Now, I would like you to sing one by one, please. The Dubliners, do you know that band?
Not really, not myself.
Me neither, no.
No, in Ireland it is very, very famous, and they are the ones that sings the most typical Irish songs, like Whiskey in the Jar, Do you know Whiskey in the Jar?
No.
No? Have you been in Ireland?
Well, yeah. I have, yeah, but just for 3 days in Dublin. It was really
Maybe
quick.
Maybe you played this song, yes, but I don't remember the names of the typical songs.
Okay, but it's very nice because they sing in that way. With a beer and Irish atmosphere, okay?
Cool.
Okay, let's continue. The USA, United States of America. What do you think about them?
Well, I think the, you know, they have an even more powerful influence on the whole world, even more than the UK. But obviously, they're a much, much bigger country. They're very powerful in terms of, you know, their economic system, in terms of the culture, the language, anything. You know, they are the king of the world. You know, mm-hmm. So it doesn't come as a surprise. Have taken over the world, and now everything is influenced by them in the Western world, at least.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's talk about probably the reasons why, in a cultural way, I mean, not economical. That of course it has a powerful influence, but the cultural one, I would like to focus on Hollywood and the Oscars, mm-hmm. but also the Emmys and Grammys. Why? Because these are the awards for films or movies and music, but also the series. The series is a very, very trendy thing.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
They're becoming more popular than films, I think.
Yeah, of course.
It's an important industry right now, and more and more people are starting to enjoy series, TV series.
So the most famous people, it's on Oscars, they are actors from Hollywood, and so there is a huge influence behind it. Why? Because of the advertisements, the brands, the models they use, they are not models, they are actors now.
Uh-huh. The celebrities, we must not forget that, you know, the Americans, the Hollywood celebrities, especially actors and actresses, you know, are very, very influential. Like, there's lots of people who admire them, or people who even would like to be like them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Could you tell me who are your favorite actors? Or actresses?
From the United States, or
in general, I think.
Because my favorite actor is probably Anthony Hopkins, but he's British.
Yes,
I think he's from Wales.
Mine is British too.
Uh-huh. Who is
it's that? Sean Connery.
Sean Connery. yeah,
it's amazing. I love him.
I love Robin Williams. And
loved,
right? He's already dead.
Yeah. Anana?
American. I love Johnny Depp.
Very nice one. Okay, so let's continue. And the next thing we want to talk about is not just the cultural, but the sports. And I say why. I have research on Forbes. Do you know Forbes? What it is?
It's Forbes magazine. Yeah.
Yeah. And they said that the most followed events, sport events, are American. Mm-hmm. Okay, the Super Bowl is the one who has the largest audience. Okay, and the next one is Daytona Race. And Manu didn't know what it is.
Me neither.
I just found out like
it's
20
a race
ago.
That followed by thousands of people. That's all.
About the Super Bowl, you know, I've never really obviously been there, or you know, or even watched it on the TV. But I think, you know, like, if they always invite like celebrities like Lady Gaga, Beyonce, you know, people like that, you know, to sing there, just to, you know, to entertain the people there, it must be a really big thing, a really big issue. Yeah. I can imagine.
The point is that today the Super Bowl is something farther than the sport mm-hmm. event. It's a show.
Yeah.
It's a show. In the break, there are many, many performances. I remember it was probably last year. There were Katy Perry, mm-hmm. there were also, no, it was not Katy Perry, but there was a Coldplay and Bruno Mars, and I don't remember
any other names, one,
but there were three of the top singers in the world, and it's amazing. The show lasts like 3 hours.
Wow.
And probably the match is 1 hour or 1 hour and a half. I don't know. It's amazing.
So the match is like secondary now.
Yeah.
And now the show is even more important than the sports.
And the tickets are
sold out very soon.
Also, the advertisement that are shown there, they pay a lot of dollars to be there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the pioneer of this, it was Michael Jackson.
Was it?
Yes, because it was not the first one, but the one who changed it. Okay, because Michael Jackson, you know, it was a very nice singer, but also a showman. And he changed it the way it has been developed after that. Okay, next point is Canada. Canada, we have specific information that Manu knows very well. And if he wants to... Do you share it with us? So
Well, I must say that I've been to Canada a couple of times. It's a country that I absolutely love, and I think everybody should go there one day. It's an amazing country. But in terms of influence, I'm upset that many people, mix American culture with Canadian culture, right? And actually, Canadian people are very proud of their own culture, as different from the United States, right? So you know, we sometimes take for granted that all the North American actors and actresses actually come from the United States, and it's not right. Okay, I'm gonna name a series of actors and actresses. Okay, coming from Canada, and you might be surprised because we tend to think that they come from the United States. You know, girls, you know Ryan Gosling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's very famous at the moment.
La La Land.
Yeah, that's right now at the cinemas. Well, he comes from a place called London, okay, but it's not in the UK. It's in Ontario, in the province of Ontario, okay, very near Toronto, okay, so he's from there. Justin Bieber, that might not come from, you know, as a surprise, okay, you probably knew that he was Canadian.
Are you believers?
Well, I'm not.
No, not really.
You know, but we must not deny that he is a celebrity, and he is influential, you know, especially in the teenage world.
Definitely.
Okay, well, he's from exactly the same place. He's from London, okay, in Ontario. Okay, you know, this one might be a surprise to you. Jim Carrey.
Really?
Jim Carrey, yeah.
I was thinking he was from the US.
No, he's from Canada. You know, perhaps he has lived in the US for most of his life now, since he became a famous actor. You know, but he's from New York, also in the province of Ontario. Okay, and now, do you remember the film with Mike Myers?
Yeah, Austin Powers.
Austin Powers. Yeah, I couldn't come up with the name. Okay, do you know the film Austin Powers?
Yeah.
Right. There's nothing more British than that. Well, surprise, surprise, Mike Myers is also Canadian, right?
From London too?
No, he's from Scarborough, but also from Ontario, like many of them. You know, Ontario's where most people live, I guess. Okay, and how about Baywatch? You know, can you think of the most exuberant actress from Baywatch?
Female, Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Anderson, right? Well, she's from Ladysmith, and Ladysmith is in British Columbia, right? And actually, that's on Vancouver Island, okay? It's a rather small island, okay, on the Pacific Ocean, in the Pacific Ocean, next to Vancouver. And actually, I have been there. I spent a month there, and it's beautiful. So Pamela Anderson is from British Columbia, right? Keanu Reeves, The Matrix, remember? Yeah. Well, he's also Canadian, although his origin is from Lebanon, right? He's originally from, or his family at least, is from Lebanon.
And he looks like, I think.
Yeah, perhaps. Lebanon. Yeah, perhaps. Okay, and you know, here's a singer, Michael Bublé. Okay, Michael Bublé, he's Canadian, also from BC, from British Columbia, right? Avril Lavigne, okay, from Ontario, and Alanis Morissette, okay, who I particularly like. She's from Ottawa, from the capital of Canada. Beautiful place, by the way. Small, it's quite small for being a capital, but Ottawa, I quite loved. So that's it, and many more, of course, but you know, that's the list that I brought today.
Yes, and you have another data that I found interesting. Like, in Canada, they are so tall.
Yes, anything, you know, Canada is a big, big country. It's the second biggest country in the world after Russia, right? Everything there is big. That I got so surprised by that. Okay, like, the country is big, the roads are big, the cars are big, the supermarkets, the things in the supermarkets are big, you know, and the people, of course, are quite large, okay? And actually, I remember, you know, in Canada, I was in British Columbia on Vancouver Island for a month, and then I spent another month in Montreal, which is a French-speaking region, okay? And it's incredible how the culture is quite different, okay, from one side to the other. In BC, which is English-speaking, 100% English-speaking, you know, people and well, everything in general looks so American, so North American, like from the States, I suppose. Whereas in Montreal, okay, in Quebec, which is French-speaking, you know, it's much more European, much more French-like. Even the food, the gastronomy resembles of France a little bit. So it was a fantastic experience, you know, to be able to compare, you know, one side and the other side. I think I loved it. I have to go back to Canada.
Yeah. And Manu, just a curiosity. La Guardia Montada?
Mm-hmm. The Mounted Guard?
Mounted Guard. Okay.
It doesn't exist.
No.
No, it does. It does, probably. I just didn't see a single single member of that guard, okay, in 2 months in Canada. I never saw anyone like that. So
you have to go back.
Exactly, yeah. Anyway, I think I know Canada is such a safe country. You know, it gets the top ranks in the safety, in the safest countries in the world, right? It's always you know, on top. So you know, I don't suppose they need lots of police, lots of this kind of guard, because it's really, really safe. You know, the most dangerous thing that can happen to you is that a raccoon or another animal, you know, gets into your garden and, you know, picks up in the garbage. That's all.
And the temperature.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
The snow there.
It's a little bit cold, but I've always been there in summer, you know, lucky me. But yeah, it's a very, very cold place.
Okay, the last one country that we have chosen is Australia. Okay, Australia, it has no... so much population, but it has an influence in the in other countries that are around it. It's a member of the Commonwealth, and there is a Commonwealth of Australia. Okay, So countries like New Zealand, for example, it's a member of it, so it's directly influenced by. There are not religious or historical traditions there, but there are funny things like the Darwin Beer Can Regatta. Probably you have never heard about it, but it is a very amazing boat race. And the curiosity is that the boats are made of beer cans. So probably they keep all the beers they drink in order to build up a boat.
And that's quite incredible.
And it's followed by thousands of people too.
Crazy, yeah.
Okay, the last point that we want to talk about is the how English has influenced our language, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we have two different themes, and the first one is different words that we usually use in Spanish, but they have an English origin, okay? Words like, for example, baseball. Okay, we can write baseball in Spanish. Okay, like baseball, but B-A-E, yeah, this is the difference, and you know, it's baseball, okay, B-A-E-S-E, and ball, B-A-L-L, okay? Another word that we use a lot is football. We use football con U, con acento, okay? But in English, you know, it's pie y bola, football.
I guess the first time that we got this word into the Spanish language, we called it balompié, which makes sense as well. But then we eventually got the English term like football, and we adapted it into our language. Like, but the French do the same, Portuguese do the same, and I guess
everyone,
many languages do that.
Mm-hmm. We also have bacon. Bacon, mm-hmm. And it is very funny because first time I saw it in a restaurant, written in Spanish, I mean, I don't know how to say, but breathtaking.
Like, yeah, you were shocked. This is,
yeah, I was really shocked. Like, wow, that's not the way to write bacon.
But we could say panceta.
we can say
that's true.
Probably it's not the same because, you know, the size.
Yeah, but
panceta is thicker, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's basically the same thing, isn't it?
It's the same.
It's the same thing.
Exactly the same. What's tennis? Tennis, we pronounce it in the same way, but it's not written like in English, in the English way. So in Spanish, it has just one N, while in English, it has two. That's all. Sandwich. Let's think about sandwich, too.
We need to stop talking about food soon. I'm really hungry.
Okay, so... Let's,
no, it's okay. I was joking.
And the last thing we are going to talk about is words that we have adapted to Spanish. And words like there was no a cultural root in language culture, but we have adopted. Why? Because they are new. For example, we can talk about Bluetooth. How would you translate it?
We cannot. We don't have a word for that.
Try it.
Obviously, it would be un diente azul, but that doesn't make any sense at all.
No.
Right.
Reality show.
Mm-hmm. Un espectáculo de realidad.
Yes.
Doesn't work. But
comment them. It would be funny. Vamos a ver un espectáculo de realidad, queridos amigos. Gran hermano. Okay. Blog or web. They are trendy words. They are so used now. I have a blog, I watch it in a blog, and everything. Sports like golf, rugby, club, we have adopted just like they are. Mm-hmm. And club, nosotros decimos club, pero debería ser club, claro.
Yeah.
And that's all. Mariluz.
Yeah.
I would like you to explain, because I know you have a piece of paper there, so... Explain us the influence of English in Latin American countries, because they are neighbors, so probably the influence is even more powerful.
Yeah, I have here some things written. I'm going to read them.
Yeah, thanks to Brenda. Brenda has find it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, in politics, many Latin American countries have had long, often stormy relationship with the U.S., and many politicians were educated in the U.S. universities. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but it makes sense.
They
are so close. The American universities, they are probably more important or interesting. So if they have the chance, they go there. So there is another influence.
Yeah, also in technology. The U.S. represents a leading edge. Description of the latest developments are usually available first in English, of course. Everything you buy, everything is written in English, even though you have a translation in your own language. Mm-hmm. But everything related to technology comes in English. Also in sports, the US has popularized sports such as basketball and baseball in Latin American. The commentary is usually in Spanish, Portuguese, but Anglicisms are prevalent, always. And I think also in our country we do the same with Anglicisms.
It's coming and coming and coming.
Yeah, and to finish with it in television, the USA is the world's leading sport of programs, and many US programs are dubbed before they are shown in Latin America. Quite often, US programs are subtitled with English language soundtrack keep intact. We also subtitle it, but we used to dub.
We usually dub.
This is a personal thing. Now with probably the with series is coming.
Yeah.
It's coming now, and it's your own responsibility if you want to watch in original version, subtitled in Spanish or even in English. But if you go to the cinema, at least in Cuenca, it's so difficult to find a movie in original version.
Yeah, even in bigger cities like Madrid, you know, like there's only a few places in the whole city where you can actually watch films in original version. There are places like that, but no, like the vast majority of them are like here. They are like they wait a little longer to have the film dubbed into Spanish, yeah, like completely.
By the way, I would like to recommend to our audience to listen or to watch movies in original version. This is a really useful tool to improve your English.
Definitely. Yeah, I think, and before, Agus was suggesting that sometimes they come with Spanish subtitles. Well, I would recommend that if you're going to add up subtitles to your series of films, you know, try to do that in English. Try to add the subtitles in English. Otherwise, you'll be listening to English and reading in Spanish. Okay.
Yeah.
It's better to keep in mind what are they saying. I can think about the contractions, for example. Mm-hmm. If you don't realize how it is written, probably you are missing something.
Yeah.
So
yeah, perhaps.
And also the accent, intonation, stress in words. It's.
I think we should talk about series one of these days. Like one of these days, our facts. You know, on what's a fact should be series.
Yeah.
Because I think we are all serious lovers.
Yeah, here also in this radio there is a really interesting program which is called Previously On, and they talk about serious as well.
Hello, Sonia and Pablo.
Hi.
Hello.
And Marta, it's the runner of another radio program, but about movies or films, that she wants to work with us too. So there are many, many interesting programs in Radio Colora, and they want to work with us.
Okay, so, that would be lovely.
Yeah, we will do it. We promise. Okay, so today we are going to ask you some homework, okay? But it's not going to be very difficult. We would like to ask you to send us different the idiom we have explained to you, to put it in a sentence, for example. And I don't remember, Manu, what did you suggest, but it was very interesting. Yes, what it is
I don't know.
You told me something that is very nice.
I don't know. I just cannot remember, but just wait for for us to put it on the website. And you'll find out.
Another influence is just the something that you find interesting about the influence in language or in sports.
I remember now, like we've talked about the influence of the UK and Ireland and the US and Canada, Australia. For example, we didn't have time to comment on the influence of New Zealand or South Africa, India, you know, some other important English-speaking country. So we would like you to search on the internet for for this kind of influence in sports or in films. You know, we could talk about Bollywood, for example, from India or things like that. Okay, so try to do that.
Okay, let's go to finish the program. So the song we use is, you know, is James Bond theme. So let's hear it and we will say goodbye to you.
Okay. Okay, guys, so goodbye. And, you know, I hope you liked our second program. And see you next week on What's a Fact. Thank you very much.
Yes, goodbye. It was a pleasure. And see you next week as well.
Everyone, I hope you enjoyed. Bye.
Okay, see you next week on What's the Fact. So remember, do your homework. And we're waiting for you. So goodbye and enjoy English.
Radio Color, la radio libre de Cuenca.